Hello and welcome to Orbit, the daily devotional thought from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders, and if there's a bit of an echo, it's because I'm excitingly sitting in the church centre. Hopefully you've been enjoying this experiment over the last few weeks. We're still going after 9 or 10 weeks of this, and I would love to hear what you think of it. So if you are listening to this episode of Orbit, please would you just take a moment to let me know that you're listening. I'm on martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org, or there's a whole bunch of other ways you can let someone at the church know. It would really be helpful to hear. We're creating a new Orbit every weekday, and the idea is to try to help establish just a small daily rhythm of time with God each day. The Bible reading today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 6 to 7. Today's reading follows on directly from yesterday's, when Paul was talking to the Corinthians about God's awesome supernatural power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. You might remember a couple of days ago on Orbit, we looked at how Paul told the Corinthians that God used the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. What he meant by that simply is that worldly wisdom isn't actually up to much. In fact, God prefers to use things and people which aren't usually thought to have much value in his plan to rescue and transform the world. If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that we're not quite as in control of things as we thought. One disease has caused whole industries to crumble, millions to fall into poverty, millions more to lose their jobs. People have gone from being happy and in control to anxious and hopeless in a single year, some people, not all. There's been an epidemic of loneliness. Some people have fallen into total despair. The things in which we placed our hope, being able to go to school or work or even go out with friends and have a good time, have failed us, at least for a while. What Paul calls the wisdom of this age is also known in the world outside the Bible as conventional wisdom. This is the idea that if you do certain things and follow a certain path with certain rules, you'll end up in a place of happiness and even wealth. But Paul says that this path comes to nothing. And perhaps in the last year, we've been able to see more clearly what he means. Conventional wisdom is great while things are going well, but once you hit a bump in the road, the whole system sort of falls apart. In America, conventional wisdom goes by another name, the American dream. And while there are plenty of success stories in that country of people, self-made, who've managed to build up a seemingly perfect life for themselves by working hard and following the rules, there are millions and millions of people for whom the American dream has failed. Many of them worked much harder than the ones who made it, but bad luck or a lack of opportunity or prejudice made the game too difficult for them. Those Americans, especially the 35 million or so who currently live in poverty, would agree with Paul. The American dream is coming to nothing. So what does Paul offer instead? Something massive, mysterious, and eternal. God's wisdom. God has a system for living which does not break down under challenge or separate people into haves and have-nots. It doesn't burn us out. It doesn't fail over time. God's alternative system is called the kingdom, and it is literally the stuff of heaven breaking out on earth. It is justice, peace, and love, the wrong things of the world being put right, everyone having enough and being cared for. It is perfect, and it does not let anyone down. Building the kingdom is our job as Jesus' followers on earth. We contribute to it through our decisions every day, but we can also impact in huge ways the direction that we take in life. The kingdom is God's wisdom in a world that is ultimately going nowhere. And that is something to get excited about and hold on to, even when the wisdom of the world is letting us down. You might want to join me in praying this prayer. God, I thank you for your plan to make all things new, and I thank you that you invite me to be a part of it. Please use me today in small ways and throughout my life in both big ways and small to be a bringer of your kingdom in a world that so desperately needs its hope. Amen. There's now, as always, just a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge to help put this thought into action. Today, take some time to think, and if it helps you, also write or journal about the systems in which you place your hope. Are you actually more focused on the wisdom of the world or on the way of the kingdom? Is there one step that you could take that would demonstrate your allegiance to Jesus today rather than to money, personal success, or comfort? That's something for you to think about. If you want to get in touch, as I said, you can email me, martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. We love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.